Welcome to the Empathetic Marketer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond, and today I have Allie Kraus from Benetrends. Allie, it's really nice to have you.
Hey, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me a bit about yourself, who you are, what you're doing, and a bit about your company.
Sure. So currently I, like you said, I'm at Benetrends. I've been there for about 4 months. Marketing has not been my life forever. So I think I have an interesting journey, and sometimes I wish I had 7 extra years under my belt because I love it so much, but I'm a career changer. Grew up in Pennsylvania, went to college in Maryland. I'm still here in Maryland now. And I went to school to be a special ed teacher. So I did that for 7 years. I taught first grade and severely disabled children with autism. So in 2018, I met the CEO of a local preschool franchise. I kind of met him through my best friend, and we started talking about marketing, and I was so afraid of the term. I knew I didn't want to teach anymore, but I was terrified of what marketing was. I totally thought it was passing out flyers on street corners. And a lot has changed in the last 5 years, but it was a cool opportunity. I started as the director of events there. So I learned the event and grand opening side of marketing before COVID hit, and I became really specialized in franchising. So I've moved around a bit. I have experience working for that franchisor. I also worked at Entrepreneur Magazine for a little bit, where I got to learn the advertising side of marketing. And then in July, I accepted this VP of marketing position at Benetrends. And it's been a really exciting, very opportunity opening 4 months.
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome background. I love your story. And tell me a bit about, like, what does marketing look like in your space? What are you guys doing? What are you up to?
Yeah. So again, like when I started marketing at the preschool that I was with, I think the most common form of marketing that we all think about is just our consumer marketing, right? So how are we getting customers into our businesses? But the way franchising, I think, differs the most is a lot of companies actually have two different sides of their marketing team. So they'll have the consumer side that their main focus is to really help the, at that corporate office or that headquarter, their focus is to support their franchisees from a local level. And if they still have corporate schools, that team of that corporate marketing team is really there to make sure that those customers are coming in and out, and that from a local level, the brand is present. Whereas my experience actually lies in the other side of franchise marketing, which is franchise development marketing. So the franchise marketing team interacts heavily with the sales team and the development teams to help the brand grow, find new franchisees, and then expand into new markets. So that's a newer thing, I would say, that companies I've noticed have started actually separating those departments, because it really does take a full-time person to manage that franchise development marketing role at a company who is trying to expand either in even at a local level or at a national level. So franchise marketing is fun. The franchise industry is fun. It's small. Everybody knows everybody. Anytime I meet a new marketer, I try to get them in on franchising now, just because I think the opportunities are endless. And it's just a really fun world to be a part of, because we all have friends outside of our own companies. And it's a very supportive type of marketing industry to work in.
I love that. So you joined the company back in July. What have your priorities been the first few months of getting things up and running?
Yeah. So I think one of the most exciting opportunities that drew me to Benetrends is that historically they haven't necessarily needed to focus on marketing. Marketers in the past at Benetrends have really been focused on, this is what our business is, and this is what all of the teams need. We need flyers, we're promoting a book that our CEO or our founder wrote, and just that every day-to-day marketing need. But I really came in with a different vision, I think. And so our CDO, Eric Schechterman, who found me and brought me into the company, him and I had a lot of conversation about where are the opportunities for Benetrends to grow. And our CEO calls it Benetrends 2.0, like where we're going, the future of the company. And so there's a lot of opportunity here to do new things. And so I really did spend my first 3 months just learning the business. I've always heard about people going into companies and doing that. And my initial reaction is, that's a long time to sit back and learn. But reality is, it's not. It's first and foremost a priority to be able to understand what your business is, how it operates before you can start telling your story from a different level. Our CEO has challenged me along the way to step back and say, he always says, stay an outsider as long as you can. And it was actually just this week we were joking that I said, it's been 4 months now, I'm an insider. And he said, don't do it. Stay out there. We need you out there. Having someone outside of that is so beneficial to your company for finding new strategies and new ideas and new opportunities to grow the business, because the way I look at it is just different than the people who have been there so long. And we have incredible tenure at our company. So I've found it really rewarding and exciting that I get to be the person that wears the outsider hat right now and looks at the business from a different level. My strategy has been really focused on learning about the big picture of what we do. So exploring our systems, our processes, reviewing old flyers, the stuff that's quote unquote boring, but it needed to be done. And the financial side of the franchising industry is new to me and somewhere that I'm challenged because I'm so unfamiliar with that side of the industry. So I'm learning a lot and I love to learn. So it's just an exciting seat to be sitting in.
Absolutely. I love that. One of the things you told me is that storytelling and content is really important. So as you've really gotten to learn business really well and all the details, tell me about what storytelling and content, what role that plays within marketing and some of your thoughts there, and then what exactly you're doing with that as we head into the future.
Yeah. So I'll lead into talking about storytelling too with a couple pieces of recommendation. I don't currently have budget to build an internal marketing team. That's a dream world. Maybe we'll get there one day. But what I've been trying to do over the last month, now that I'm in month four and I'm starting to focus on more of the day-to-day storytelling opportunities, I can't do it alone. I have the ideas, but I'm not necessarily the best copywriter out there. I can make a flyer, but I'm not a graphic designer. Some of the things I've been doing lately is using external resources and contractors to build this team of resources that I've met in the franchise industry along the way. So I'm very blessed that I was able to hire an external copywriter, a graphic designer, a brand new webinar platform I just brought on. And as of yesterday, a podcaster who's going to help us build out a company podcast. So all of those things I couldn't have done alone. So while I've wanted to tell our story, I recognized very early on that I'm a one-woman show and I can't do it alone. So the way my strategy has shifted lately is surrounding myself with the people who are going to be able to create that vision and that story for what our company does, in addition to video too. I don't want to sound negative by saying what we do is boring, but it is to most, right? You want to buy a franchise and you find this franchise that you fell in love with and you've heard that brand's story. Benetrends comes in when it's time to fund your business, right? My role in marketing is to make that a little more exciting, to make our brand a little more exciting, because sure, we fund your business and that's what we do, but we've historically focused on that. We do it the best. We created it. We started it. We know what we're doing. We've got a huge team. All of those things are great. And Benetrends has done a fantastic job over the years explaining what we do and how we're really the best at it. It brings my storytelling in as a marketer's job now to make our brand exciting in not just franchising, but in the business world. So you hear about us on social media and at socials and at events and at franchising shows. So we fund these brands. These big, beautiful brands that you shop at every day, that your friends go to every day. And so why not capitalize on the fact that we're celebrating our 40th year? Our founder, Len Fisher, actually wrote a book called Make It Rain about our Rainmaker program, which is rolling over your 401k into a business. These are incredible statistics and opportunities to tell the stories of 30,000 plus entrepreneurs that we've funded, billions of dollars we've put into the US franchise market. That's our why. We do it because we're building entrepreneurs and we're building the brands that consumers shop at. You probably went to 3 franchise brands yesterday without even realizing that they're local stories. And I think that's the most beautiful part of what I did the last couple months, was really dig down into the core of why we do what we do, why our founder did this for businesses. He recognized that it was an opportunity to change families' lives. And what a better way to use that language through our marketing.
When it comes to storytelling and content production, what's your process for that to maximize production? It sounds like you're using a lot of maybe contractors and specialized folks and all that. What does that process look like?
Yeah, I mean, historically, we put all of our eggs into Google. We do a lot of Google messaging, Google ads. I had a call with my marketing team this morning to review some of the old stuff that we've been doing. But I've told you earlier, actually, when we were chatting, that franchising is such a small industry. So we're all fishing in the same pool for the same people. And I think the biggest opportunity is to maximize your content and keep that content production efficient and ongoing. So if I looked at the scope, do I know that Facebook doesn't perform well for us? Sure. Should we stop advertising on Facebook? No. So Facebook, LinkedIn, even TikTok. I created a TikTok for our company. Do we have a lot of 14 to 20-year-olds shopping for our business? No. But is there a chance that someone would stumble upon us there? Yes. So I think that keeping something consistent is key to getting your name out there, especially if we're going to head into this recession right now. I think the worst thing someone can do is stop marketing to save money. And unfortunately, we'll see a lot of companies that do that in the coming months. But right now, keeping top of mind means blogging on a consistent basis and posting webinars and hosting them and putting them everywhere. If you host one webinar, or Brad, you're familiar with this, you do one podcast, it doesn't need to be one post, right? You can pull video clips and sound clips and tips of the week. And there's just so many opportunities inside the content that you're already working on to capitalize on. So keep the content flowing, keep it efficient, and keep it consistent, I think is my best tip for what we're doing at Benetrends.
Absolutely. Are there any channels that you're particularly excited about? You mentioned a lot of them, TikTok, Facebook, yeah. Google. Any that you're like, hey, I'm really excited about this channel.
Yeah, I'm actually going to throw out a secret and give some new friends of mine a little plug here. So I just hired a company called On24. And they call themselves the future of webinars. They are the coolest webinar platform I have ever seen. It is a landing page of all sorts of content instead of just a Zoom link. So you've heard of Zoom fatigue and people being over the links that you have to, I know you have to download Teams on your phone if you don't have it. But On24 actually sends the viewer a link that goes to what looks like a landing page that I design on the back end of it. And it's almost, I think the best way to describe it, since nobody's watching this, is a bulletin board of widgets. And so you'll see the presenter in one block. You can ask questions in another. You can see the slides in another. You can add commercials, videos, downloadables, external links, polls, and the list goes on. And the viewer actually gets to choose how they manipulate their screen. So we all take in information differently. My learning style might be pausing the speaker so that I can ask a question. All of this platform allows the user to do that, and it tracks it and sends it into my HubSpot account. So I'm really excited to launch this new opportunity. We do a lot of webinars, but we do a lot of them externally. So now we're bringing that inside with this new platform. So I think maybe your question was specifically talking about social media channels or marketing channels, but I just had to talk about this new opportunity. Microsoft actually is one of their clients. They're not big in the franchise industry yet. I think we'll actually be their first, one of their only franchise brands that they're going to work with, but I'm excited to kick off the opportunity with them. It's really going to change the way we do business externally and internally.
You've hinted at this a little bit and talked about it, but anything like really exciting for 2023 that's coming up? It sounds like you're launching a podcast, you got the On24 stuff. Is there anything else that you're really excited about or rolling out or strategy or any other learnings that other marketers would be excited to hear about?
Yeah, I would say, so trade shows are back and alive, right? I think regardless of what industry you're in, trade shows happen, networking opportunities happen, and people are wanting to get back out. Benetrends did over 57 franchise events this past year. So I anticipate that number to even grow next year. We do have a big team that we send out to these. I think I did 12 this year alone in the franchising industry on my own. So we have a little bit of a break for the rest of the year. It'll all pick up again in quarter one. But what I'm trying to do for trade shows next year is really, I've mentioned this before, but think outside the box. Instead of just standing in our 10 by 10 box, what sponsorship opportunities are out there for these shows where you walk by and you say, wow, that was really cool. We went to a big convention last year where a marketing agency actually rented out those electric bikes and they prepaid for them. So anybody from the conference could hop on one of their bikes. They were branded with the agency's information, and they even had computer screens playing commercials for the entire week we were at a convention. So opportunities like that, that maybe aren't just your standard, the trade show sends you a packet, you choose what sponsorship you want, and you move on. I had a call with a lady yesterday, actually, where I said, what was a problem that you realized at your trade show last year? She was selling me sponsorships for a show coming up in Q1. And she said, that's an interesting question. All the exhibitors actually complained that they didn't have water at their setup time because the convention center wasn't technically open. It was the 10 hours of setup where everyone's in their jeans
and
their booths ready. She had a lot of people come to her and complain about water. So I said to her, can I brand water bottles and walk around and hand them out to everybody in their booths? Because we're actually at trade shows for the exhibitors, not the attendees. My company is. So she loved it. She's taking it back to the company. And together we're actually creating a new sponsorship that they never even thought of. So we'll come to an agreement on a price. And basically I'm rambling because one, I'm excited about this. And two, because to answer your question, my tip for other marketers would be go outside the box. Don't just pay the $10,000 for the booth and the registrations if it doesn't make sense for your company. Find ways where you can encourage creativity, meet the people you need to meet. And also, I think it excites the hosting event staff. They're like, oh, a new sponsorship. Sure. Yeah. I think if you can be that person that thinks outside the box, it'll take you further in the end.
I love that. Those are great. Any last thoughts, any final words to wrap up here for those listening today?
I think I mentioned it before, but I've heard so many marketers talking about this recession that we're heading into. So my best tip is keep moving forward, keep representing your brand, network, get out there, get back to trade shows, regardless of what industry you're in, because they're so fun. And say yes to everything. Be involved in LinkedIn and say yes to opportunities like I did this one, Brad, because I got to meet you and be a part of a fun podcast. So that's how we all network and learn and grow together.
Thanks so much for being on. It's been great to have you and appreciate you sharing all your wisdom and insights here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely.